proven ingredients for prostate health than the leading brand. Order your free bottle of Prosterix today. Just call 888-773-0299, 888-773-0299, or visit PTX1.com, PTX1.com.
AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal here on WVOX Radio. 1460 on your AM dial, heard at our new day and time, Thursdays from 5 to 6. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Are you hurting yourself? Yes. Are you hurting yourself in your life, career, and business? Well, folks, our show today will explore this and much more. Yes, our brand winner and loser. Did you know that? Our guest interview with John Hansen, the guru of the internet, who has thousands of followers and who will teach us how we too can be kings and queens and princes of the internet universe. And what we want to do is we want to get your feelings about whether or not you are hurting yourself. So if you have some ideas of how you've gone about hurting yourself, give us a call at 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. If you're email inclined, that's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And that's 914-636-0110. Well, folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is about understanding brands and whether we are talking about your personal, professional, or small business brand. What we do on Brand Talk is take the same marketing principles that Fortune 500 companies used and apply them to you yourself so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. And during the hour, myself, Dr. John Tantillo, and my friend and colleague, T.J. McCormick. Welcome, T.J.
Hi-yo!
We want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to be helpful as you go through the marketplace. This is a call-in show, and it's your show. We want to hear from you about your brand and how you can brand yourself and your own business. And 2 weeks from now, a real treat. The person I believe who is responsible for my professional development, a dear friend and a former professor of mine, Dr. Louis Primavera, who is a psychologist, and he and another psychologist by the name of Robert Pascal, they have a new book on a particular transition period, which we all go through in life, called retirement. And even my young listeners will want to know this because there are going to be takeaways in terms of even your transition. And that's what we're going to be focusing on within the next year. Transitions, this concept that whether or not you're going to graduate from high school, whether or not you're graduating from college, graduate school, professional school, you're retiring, you're moving on to a new job. There's this concept of transitions. Mm-hmm. And do we really have a strategy of how we're going to deal with this? And we see this in the sports world. Can you imagine retiring at 38 years old?
Right.
You know, I mean, 38 years old, if you're a sports figure, is an old man.
Sure.
Or an old woman, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you do, okay? And not everybody is as eloquent as my colleague, T.J. McCormick, and get on the microphone and do
I'm
color.
Right here. Hello there.
Hello there.
Well,
so,
first of all, what a resource. Dr. Primavera, who you've spoken very highly about, I think it's fabulous that you're actually bringing him to the airwaves because you've been talking about him for the whole time.
Very, very dear friend. I mean, he knew my parents. I met Dr. Primavera when I was, 19 years old.
Mm.
I was a Franciscan brother. I was at St. Francis College, and he really taught me all that there was to know about psychology and life, and it's just really, really, really wonderful. But how we reconnected, and here we go.
Yeah.
And John Hansen will talk about this, and it's the crux of what I do as a marketing professional.
Genius.
What I know, but tell me more. Now cut that out. But and that is when you, and I was at a meeting today, and I was doing my marketing, the importance of marketing, and I did this one. This is the advertising and marketing professionals' statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's their mantra.
Right,
and I said, do you know what happens when you don't advertise and promote? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing happens.
Right.
And let me tell you, I mentioned that last week I was on. I was interviewed by BBC Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And, I said, what I really should do, TJ? I should let people know that I was on there. So I took my email list and... And
did a blast.
The email blast. Mm-hmm. I did the Google, because it was on Google AdWords, John Tantillo, you're on, blah, blah, blah. So I sent it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 3 meaningful responses from that email.
Hmm.
My mother telling me, why are you bragging, Johnny? Why are you bragging about yourself?
Hmm.
And then I say, no, you got to do it because it's business. Teaching is business.
Right.
And I got 3 emails. One from Dr. Primavera.
Mm-hmm.
Another one from a radio producer where I was on. I got an invitation to be on his principal show, the Mario Solo show, which I love to do. We'll talk a little bit about his brand. He's a great guy.
Right.
And he's got a show out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fun. It's like what we have here.
Sure.
But he is to the left of Karl Marx.
Goodness gracious.
So it's like it's real fun. Because you know me, I play in the center. So
yes,
it's
you are definitely
so
a centrist.
So we try to do it. So it's a lot of fun. But the point is, so I got that, and I got Primavera, and then I got a friend of mine who's an agent.
Okay.
Who can be helpful in promoting brand talk and all this other stuff.
Sure.
So the point of all of this is that even when you don't want to do something promotional, force yourself to do it. And John Hansen, our guest, who is the internet guru, will tell you all about this.
I like, by the way, how you say guru. And the rest of us earthlings say, the rest of us great unwashed say guru. Why do I have a feeling that I've been saying guru wrong with the wrong inflection?
The emphasis is on the wrong syllable.
Yes, the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We're talking about today whether or not you're hurting yourself. And you know what the psychologist says when the patient says, every time I do this, I hurt myself. Yeah. So the doctor says, stop doing this.
Don't do this.
Don't do this.
Exactly.
Because I'm doing the stand-up to the best stand-up.
Ah,
TJ McCormick here. And I've been told that you're not supposed to laugh at your own jokes.
No, I laughed at my own jokes forever and ever.
And so genuinely. And so did Red Skelton. And so did Johnny Carson from time to time.
God bless.
God bless.
That's a guy I wish was not before my time.
Yeah.
I was born in the wrong decade, I tell you.
You really liked him.
It was funny
because my parents were so strict. I'm in high school. I have to go to bed at 9 o'clock because I had to get up at 7:30.
Right.
And I would, and it was great because my mother would be out playing cards, she played Pokemo and cards and all that stuff. Michigan Rummy with her girlfriends.
Okay.
So she would leave or go to the Women's Guild meeting in the church.
Right.
And what would happen with me is my father, who worked, the guy, say what you want about him, the guy worked really hard.
Right.
And by 9 o'clock, he was in the chair fast asleep.
Out. Yeah.
And I would sneak in and watch Red Skelton.
Red Skelton.
And, you know, the Clem Cadilla, I mean, just...
Heathcliff and Gertrude and
Heathcliff and Gertrude. You know what I'm saying? he was a clown.
Yeah.
You know?
And funny and a true symbol. What a great brand.
Absolutely.
A brand that, well, I tell you what, we could use a little bit more of that these days.
Yeah. Well, yes, you can. But I mean, we see glimpses of it. Look, I think Jimmy Kimmel is a cool guy. Now, maybe he isn't. I like what he did with his uncle.
Yeah, what
you know?
Was that?
When his uncle passed, he did this wonderful tribute to his uncle, and you really got into.
Oh, I'll have to look
He really. He was filling up, and yet being comical. He did really a fine job.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of respect for him as
a
brand.
Okay.
You know, and I mean Jay Leno, as I mentioned before, I used to go out to. You know, the clubs, and I used to see him with Fiskus, Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
I saw all those guys at Bud
at
Schulberg,
the Comedy Store, at the Improv.
At the Improv
Bud Friedman,
you know, out in California, out in L.A., on Melrose.
Melrose.
So, it's just wonderful. But the what I like to get to is this idea of hurting yourself. And I bring this up because a dear friend that you and I both know, and I won't mention his name, you were at his home over the weekend.
Yes.
The reason he wasn't up there this week and up in Vermont was he attended his son's graduation.
Right.
And he went to a private school up in Putnam County. I won't mention the name of the school. And by the way, his son is... one in a million guys.
Yeah.
I mean, when my friend, when my friend, who's not his son, when my friend would have rocky periods, it was his son that reminded him that I was a cool guy. And to kind of give me a little bit more latitude because I might be a little bit too animated or what.
Right.
And so this is what this kid can do.
Uh-huh.
So he tells me, my friend says, well, my son was a little depressed when he realized that he didn't get any awards. Now, I got news for you, folks.
Right.
And I don't know about you, TJ.
Yeah.
I got no awards in high school. I'm lucky I got out of high school.
I
achieved in college. I graduated magna cum laude.
I was one of the smartest guys in my class. I graduated in the bottom quarter.
Is that right?
And I received a Brown Nose Award. I received the Monsignor Krug Award for Christian service.
Okay. Well, at least you got an award.
It was an award for showing up and waitering at the priest dinners.
Right.
That's what I got my award for.
Okay.
I graduated with like 72 average, and I'm standing, my mother's sitting there shaking her head going, only my son.
Right. Yeah. Well, you went to Catholic school.
Yeah,
and I mean,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. So
his son was a little down in the dumps.
The son was a little down that he wasn't going to win any awards going in.
Right.
And then the valedictorian gets up.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He got like perfect score on all his grades, perfect score on the SATs, the whole thing.
One of them.
And he says, and in conclusion, my graduation or my senior year wouldn't be complete if I didn't mention so-and-so, friend's son.
Okay. Go ahead.
He brought such enthusiasm and such a can-do attitude that I don't know whether or not it would have been as pleasurable an experience without
this guy.
All right, so. So I said to my friend, so what I have to say this. I'm the branding guy here.
Right.
What are we telling you? That's his brand. His brand is not to be an academic.
Right.
His brand is to be a facilitator.
Yeah.
And he said, ah, you're right. And I mean, if that's what we can learn. And I mean, that's why I said that today's show and the question I want to bring up is whether or not you're hurting yourself.
Right.
And are you hurting yourself? Are you using these principles that you and I talk about and implementing them so you don't hurt yourself? You may be hurting yourself because, look, in my life, I wanted to be a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, 6'2", blue eyes, blonde hair.
Right.
And that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
And it was only after I embraced my
who you
different,
are,
my different approach to life, that it began to register. And if we can do that here on Brand Talk, filter it out. Look at Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine Danny DeVito going to an agent? He's like 25 years old.
Right.
He just gets out of School of Dramatic Arts.
Right.
And they say, and he says, I want to be an actor.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you're 5 foot.
Right.
You know, you're okay looking, but I mean, look at what you got. The secret in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I think the secret in branding, and you can
go ahead.
To be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a leading man.
Yeah.
I'm a second banana.
Right.
I'm a third banana.
Right.
What is my brand?
Yeah. And then to make a cliche out of it, if it turns out that you're the second banana, then go and serve the needs of the people who need the second banana and go and be the best darn second banana that God ever created.
Right.
Embrace it. Go for it. Own it. Own it. Inhabit it. Be it.
But the only way we get to that
is
by using this brand model that people do 360s, Eddie Cantor's with their eyes.
Yeah.
And I get talking about the brand. What, you know, this is all poppycock, you know? And this is what, you know, this is our secret weapon for my listeners.
Right.
To our listeners.
Yes.
That they begin to learn and use this model that no one else is using so that you can use it to go brand yourself. And that's, what and I think that this is a really, really great example of using branding and appreciating who you are.
Yeah.
TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. So are you the brand that you really are truly meant to be? 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And somebody else that that gets me really going in terms of knowing her brand and doing a great idea, and we're going to talk to John Hansen about this too, and that's Katie Couric, where here's a person that's embraced the talk show. She's a talk show personality. And is a great interviewer. I mean, the interview that she has done with the royal family is just superior, you know, to what she was able to get them to say on air. But she's still doing these Katie takes. And she's using the social media and the internet to keep her brand out there and also to reach people that might not be necessarily watching her on traditional media. So for that, I think she's somebody that I like to tip my hat to and think that she's doing a great job. But let me know. I mean, I have some friends that can't stand Katie Couric, and I'm
Katie Couric. By the way, everybody, I just ran out of the studio. I'm hydrating.
Oh, well,
I'm high. TMI. You're going to say TMI?
TMI.
I'm hydrating. That's, you know what my brand is today? You know what my brand is today?
Tell me.
I'll be right back. That's my brand. Today, my brand is I'm super hydrating. I'm not just hydrating. I'm super hydrating.
Okay.
And as I chugged water in the parking lot here at WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, as I'm chugging the water, I'm thinking, this is a big mistake. This is a big mistake. This is a big mistake.
Now we're really getting it. Now you're getting it. Now we're getting it. TMI. All right.
You know what, though? It's about being honest.
That's TJ Cormick.
If you guys hear a door click randomly, just understand. Well, you know, there's people watching.
Yeah.
So they want to know.
Oh, okay. Inquiring minds. That's right. That inquiring minds want to know. Well, anyway, now you got me all flustered. My Catholic.
You're flustered. I'm hydrating.
Okay.
There we go.
I guess what we could do is change it up a little
transition over to
John Hansen's on the phone. We generally do that over the break. And what we'll do is we'll put John Hansen on.
Want to have a little chat, and then maybe he can hang through the break, and then we can come back?
That sounds very, very good.
Can accommodate.
I'm such an organized guy, you see. It's the professor in me, you know, and I got all my notes. Yeah, professore, yes. Oh, prego, ciao. Yeah.
I'm in the middle of trying to translate into Italian a plaque for a friend of mine.
Don't look at me. Kid.
It's no.
I only know the curse words.
It'd be a filthy plaque.
Well, you last week were giving me a curse word.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know.
And I'm going, what the heck is this guy saying?
Right. Right.
Oh, it means.
I thought it meant nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
But it turns out, you told me later.
Well, you know, it's.
Good thing we're on the air in Westchester and not Rome. Good thing we're not Vatican Radio.
There you go. Okay. But anyway. The introduction here is our next guest is John Hansen, and he's the lead writer for PI Procurement Insights, Social Media Networks Procurement Insights, I'm sorry, and has written thousands of articles on the social media. He has three books. One is called Your Show Will Go Live in 5 Seconds. Let's see, The Unsociable Business of Social Networking and Why the Social Network Will Change the World. And his most provocative book is Policing in a Democratic Society, Is America Becoming a Police State?
Wow.
It's with great pleasure. I welcome internet professional John Hansen. John Hansen, welcome to Brand Talk.
Well, it's so great to be here. And you know what? I called in a bit early. Sorry, I live on Lombardi time. You remember the old Lombardi thing? Always call in a little early in case something goes wrong.
Oh, is that okay? That's Vince Lombardi?
Lombardi.
I don't know. No, go ahead. No, what's Lombardi time?
Vince Lombardi always said, come to a meeting 15 minutes early. He expected his players. He said, a meeting at 10, you better be here at 9:45, else you're late.
Well, I did not know that.
And current Giants coach Tom Coughlin uses that exact same requirement with the current Super Bowl champion New York Giants.
I'm going to throw you a curveball. I hope you still talk to me after I do this. But how is America becoming a police state, I want to know.
Well, you know what? It is a provocative title, but you know, look at some of the things that have happened. You know, in terms of, you know, not trying to be political,
right?
Not trying to be political, but you, for example, look at what's happening in Arizona, where they have the crackdown in their own immigration laws that they're trying to put out there, and the position that they've taken. It's very controversial, and the police are sort of caught in a rock and a hard place because they have to enforce those kinds of legislation and laws, yet on the other side, it prevents the society, the communities, from cooperating with them because there are illegal immigrants in there. So what's ultimately happening is it's creating this tension. And that's just one example of it. There's other things. The controversial study, you know, in terms of where they talked about that in certain states, when abortion was legalized, the crime went down, and they're trying to associate one with the other. I mean, there are so many things that are going on that would make one wonder, are we gradually moving towards a kind of police big brother state where there's a degree of control? And I wrote this book in conjunction with Dr. Richard Weinblatt, who's a cop doc. He's actually on Fox Network every now and then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he brought in the police perspective. And I did the research, which is an area of specialty and writing. And, you know, there's a lot of things and a lot of issues that people have. Yet we try to provide a perspective that doesn't influence one way or another, but just, you know, the old Jack Webb analogy, just the facts, man. Just give it and let the reader decide, you know, what does this mean? And that's really what we're looking at. There are certain things that are happening that would cause some to feel that there is a state crackdown, and that's where we're headed towards. On the other side, there's people who are thinking that everything's just fine. So, you know, I guess it's much like the politics now.
I would agree with you, John. I'm sorry, I shouldn't cut you off. I'm disobeying the Johnny Carson rule of interviewing, and that is let your guests continue and don't interrupt. And I'm sorry about that. No, I think you're right on. But what I did want to say is that I do believe that in this country, in America these days, I have never, and I grew up in the 60s when there was, you know, the a lot of protesting. I have never seen the political situation as polarized as it is today. You know, when I was coming up, we were basically a minority. We were young kids that were protesting. But today, it's the left as well as the right that is, like, really dug in. And the question becomes is whether or not will anybody be able to go to Washington and bring people together and stop, you know, throwing the bombs. I mean, but how do go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's a good point. I wrote an article called Why Do Americans Hate Each Other? Because let's face it, you and I know that there's nothing wrong with disagreement. A good
Absolutely
debate,
not.
Stating your positions. But the trouble is there seems, and it's on both sides, Democrat, Republican, there's so much vitriol out there that, and the focus of some of these things are ultimately ridiculous. From the, you know, what the president reads, is it moving towards a Muslim state and some of these other things? I mean, it's so convoluted, and the real issues are getting missed, is what I'm saying. Through this antagonistic exchanges. That's the way I see it. And I'm looking at it from an outside of...
Doctor?
Yes?
Dr. John, we got to take a quick break.
Okay. We're going to be back with more John Hansen and the Internet in a few minutes.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News.